Rushburn, here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. So, what items do you think that you'd carry in your Bossy Power Bottom ho bag? It's a tale as old as time. Picture this. Your alarm is set for 5 a.m. and when it goes off, you wake because you know that you have to put in at least a 5-mile run before you get ready to go in to the office. You wake up, walk into the kitchen, and brew yourself at least 2 pots of coffee, pounding 1.5-ish, just to give you that little added burst of energy to get you through that run. You run 5 miles, you get home, you hop in the shower, and then proceed to brush your teeth and eat breakfast. Not specifically in that order, but you get the gist of what I'm trying to say here, right? You get ready quickly, you walk about 6 blocks down the street to catch the bus that will take you to the office. The weather's just a little bit warmer than the norm, and so that 5-block walk, it's just a little bit sweatier than it usually is. You actually jump on that bus, and because the bus doesn't have air conditioning, you actually find yourself sweating because it's full packed and there's no air circulating through the bus, and you just feel a little bit muggy and gross. Once you get off the bus, you walk into the office and find yourself just hammered with the busiest day that you have had in at least 2 weeks. You have a deadline on a report. You've been going back and forth between the head office, the person in the mail room, and your desk. You've gotten up on your feet and walked back and forth at least 7 or 8 times throughout your day. You've had a couple of snacks, and coincidentally, the office just so happens to have Mexican as a potluck for the day. It's a little spicier than you prefer, but you know, whatever, you indulge in that free food. You actually eat another meal before you go home in that day, and as you walk out that office door, you're slapped in the face with like 80 degree fucking weather, and you have another 5 blocks to walk to that bus to get home, as well as an additional 5 to 6 blocks more to get home in the sweltering San Francisco heat. You get on the bus, and as you jump on, you get that Grindr notification that you've been waiting for. It's that hot jock top that you've been eyeing on your grinder grid for weeks, but you've never bothered to actually tap or talk to him because, well, he's so far beyond out of your league. You just never even bothered because you just knew that he would never, ever be interested in you. But this time, in this moment, as you get onto that hot, sweltering, packed bus once again to head home, you find that actually he tapped you, and not only tapped you, but also messaged you, implying that he wants you to come over for a fuck. But he only has a 20-minute window. And if you don't go now, it's just not gonna happen. But what did you do? You've had such a fucking long day. You've had Mexican, countless snacks. You've walked back and forth. You've sweated through your clothes all day long. You just feel gross, disgusting. The air is muggy. You don't have time to go home, shower, douche, prepare any of it. What could you possibly do? There's no way that you could pass up this hot jock top. It's like, the hottest guy to this date that has ever hit on you. So what do? So this week, I'm going to provide for you a list of 6 essential items that you should always carry on you in your bossy power bottom hoe bag that will help you ensure that if you use these 6 essential items, you can sit on that hot jock top dick, pop off, and it will ensure a clean bill of health. So sit back, relax, put on that condom or pop your prep pill. And let's explore the entire notion of what it means to use all 6 items in your bossy power bottom hoe bag and bottom like a boss. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ plus community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loudmouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host, popper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your grinder grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here. Welcome back to the show that actually bottoms like a boss every single time. My Gay Exposé Podcast. And on this week's exposé, we explore the entire notion of what it means to carry along with you a bossy power bottom hoe bag to ensure that when you go over to that hot jock top's place and sit on that hot jock top dick, and when you pop off, it will be a clean bill of health. And these 6 essential items that you should carry around in your bossy power bottom hoe bag that I've provided for you this week will help that process to make sure that you bottom like a boss. You guys, this week I actually reached out to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there, and asked you that if there was one thing that you had to carry with you when you went over to that hot jock top's place to bottom, what would it be, the one thing that would actually help you out in that bottom journey? And I have to say, some of the answers, I just don't give you guys enough credit sometimes, I feel. for your creativity, because like these answers this week are just things that I didn't even expect. But first, before we actually open up that bag and help yourself to 4 or 5 of these 6 essential items right before you walk up to that Hot Jock Tops doorstep and ring the doorbell, first, let's hop into this week's re-expose. Welcome to this week's re-expose, the segment in which I take the time to reassess, re-examine, re-explain, restart over, or just re-say shit that I said in past episodes that either you didn't fully understand, I didn't fully understand, you came for me and it felt like I needed to readdress, or once I re-listened through for an edit, I was like, ugh. Oh, fuck God, what the fuck? What was I even trying to say there? Oh my God, that made no fucking sense. What a goddamn mess. That definitely merits a re-expose. All right, you guys, check it out. So a couple of quick announcements. I'm making a couple of small changes to some of the things that we have been doing on the show each and every week. Okay, so check it out. I'm sure you've seen it in the news recently. Let's just face it. Elon Musk is a fucking idiot, right? We all know. I honestly put him in the same category as Donald Trump. Like, that's how much of a fucking asshole he is. You know, he's done a lot of bullshit since he's taken over Twitter and changed it into X or whatever the fuck that BS is. But long story short, I just caught wind that, you know, Paris Hilton was just signed on to fully endorse the new X brand with her media company, and, you know, along with a bunch of other hard hitters like Disney and Amazon and a bunch of others that have all just suddenly pulled out because of the idea and the notion that their ads actually are just simultaneously like sitting next to comments or posts from people who are actually allowed to be white supremacists. That's right. You didn't hear wrong. White fucking supremacists. Here in 2023, people are still fucking being racist and bigot assholes. And Elon Musk is allowing this to be a thing on X. So from this moment moving forward, here on My Gay Exposé podcast, because obviously we don't endorse that shit at all, we will no longer have a format on Twitter X, whatever the fuck it even is now. So I'm taking that completely out of the picture. It's gone. At the very end of all the credits that you will hear at the end of each episode will be as follows. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Positive Plus One, all at Exposing My Gay. And you guys, those 4 formats will be the only social media formats that you will need to know in regards to My Gay Exposé podcast. I'm pulling myself out just like everybody else is because I don't agree. It's all fucking bullshit. Fuck all that shit. And speaking of Positive Plus One, you guys, I just want to encourage each and every one of you to check out Positive Plus One. You can find it at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Yes, I know there's people out there that actually have Android phones. You know, obviously that's a choice. I mean, whatever. But the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store get Positive Plus One. You can search it at the word positive and then the plus sign and the number one. And you'll find it. It's the most incredible format. I am enjoying it so much. You guys need to check it out. It's for people who basically are living with HIV or affected by, you know, people in their life who have HIV, people who work in the HIV field, people who are just HIV advocates. There's so many incredible stories that I could talk about all day long, but I really just want all of you to make this Positive Plus One thing something that you need in your life. And I will see all of you out there. And speaking of HIV, this is where we segue into the part where I ask all of you, please, please, please donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. Links in this week's show notes, links in all of my social media like bios, links in all of my websites. If you pretty much just Google Ronnie Washburn, you can find a way to donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. I'm trying to raise $3,500 for the most incredible fucking organization that I know to date. And you guys, I need your help. Please, please, please donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. And on that note, since we're focusing this week on bossy power bottoms or a bossy power bottom hoe bag, you can actually buy your very own bossy power bottom hoe bag. Did you know that? On RonnieWashburn.com, that's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, MyGayExposePodcast.com, or BossyPowerBottom.com. Click the Bossy Power Bottom Wear tab. You'll find it there. It's only $39, you guys, and you can rock that shit and show to all of those hot jock tops out there that you bottom like a boss with your very own Bossy Power Bottom Ho Bag. So before we get my gay expose on this week's topic of conversation, it just so happens to have a list of all the different things that you should carry in your bossy power bottom hoe bag themed undertone. First, let's get your gay expose. And this week the question was asked to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. In this specific scenario that I've disclosed this week, where you're out and about, you've had a full-blown day, you've eaten a shit ton of meals, you're sweaty, you know that you probably need to put some deodorant on, it's kind of a warm day, you've used the restroom a few times, and you know that you are just not in the freshest and most pristine, like, state of being. And that hot jock top hits you up on Grindr, and it's now or never. You have 20 minutes to go over to his place and bottom for him. But you have one item that you can use to prepare to go over. What would it be? And why would that be the one item that you would select to ensure that you pop off that hot jock top dick with a clean bill of health? And explain. So let's get some of those responses now. Abraham says, damn, that's a good question. I think I'd go with a silicone lube because everything just flows. And he puts flows in quotations. Oh, bitch, I know for sure that we've had this conversation in our personal interactions. And I will tell you this once again, I don't trust anyone who favors a silicone lube. Charles said, winter fresh gum. Peter said, I don't like to bottom very often. I do every now and again. So when I do, I definitely have to be fully prepared. So in that case, I think I'd go over to the guy's house and try to convince him to let me top him instead. Kyle says, as a fellow slut, I would definitely have wet wipes on me at all times and almost always do, just in case. Oh my God, if you knew this bitch, this is not fucking surprising at all. Daryl says, if it's a long day, then I wouldn't have time to eat. So a bidet and I'm good. Martin says, I'd say that if I had to choose one thing, it would be a few scented wet wipes, just in case. Sergio says, this is the wrong kind of question for me, LOL. Yeah, I know firsthand that Sergio most certainly is a very big-dicked top. So I don't think he does a whole hell of a lot of bottoming. But he continues with the answer by saying, but probably a condom So if it's messy, his dick won't be as smelly after. And truthfully, after hearing this answer, this is an answer that someone who pretty much only tops would probably give. Jordan says, like every proper bottom, I have multiple things that I need in order to make sure that I'm good to go in that unexpected moment. So therefore, I'd probably just go to a bar and take several shots of tequila just to get me through the process. Whether it is a good outcome or not, it won't matter because I had shots of tequila. I actually really fucking love this answer. Thomas says, probably wet wipes to wipe my body down and give myself a hoe bath. Listen, you guys, I'm about to reveal to you the 6 essential items that ultimately, when you put them all together, kind of like Voltron, will create the ultimate bossy power bottom hoe bath. Dave said, he actually just sent a photo of one of those little handheld douche mechanisms. You know, the kind that you buy at all of those gay sex stores. And said, I would just bring this with me to a guy's place. And I just have to say, the idea of just going to some guy's place that you don't know and it's that random hookup and excusing yourself to go use the restroom and quickly trying to douche is so fucking risky. And I applaud you for being that bold and daring. Anthony says, I always carry one of those little travel bottles that you buy at, like, the drugstore and fill it full of silicone lube just in case. What the fuck is up with everybody liking the silicone lube? I keep saying silicone, you know, Silicon Valley. Sorry, it's just right down the street from me. Silicone lube. Literally, you guys, I need to know, does everybody favor this shit? Because I fucking hate it. Matthew said, I'm not a bottom, so... And then he ended the sentence with the shruggy shoulder emoji. Listen, here's the thing. I'm fully convinced that if you don't know what it means to fully prepare yourself to bottom with a dude, then you're not fully fucking gay. Michael says, I always bring my own lube. I only use silicone because all the other shit just makes me chafe afterwards. And I can't know if a guy's going to have silicone lube or not. So I'd probably have that on me if I had to pick one item. What is with all these people and the fucking silicone lube? Ugh, you guys. Call in and tell me why. Why do people like fucking silicone lube? Because I fucking hate that shit. I still have sheets with silicone lube stains that I can't get out. Fucking hate that shit. Walter said, a vaginal douche to ensure that I'm fresh and clean. So I'm actually so fucking gay that I didn't even know what a vaginal douche was. So I like Googled it. And so here's what I found. I found this website called summerseve.com. And basically, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think it's actually meant for when your vagina's not smelling all that fresh. Because like some of the brand names are Sweet Romance Douche, Extra Cleansing Vinegar and Water Douche, Island Splash Douche, Fresh Scent Douche, and Medicated Douche. I just, oh my God, don't even want to know. Thanks, Walter. Kevin says, I would probably grab the one item that I think that you would most likely grab as well. A bottle of poppers. Oh, God. The reason why we're fucking bottom friends. And as usual, all of these answers are just one big giant cluster fuck really just all over the place. But I have to say, you guys, three of the six essential items were mentioned by people in the Yorgue expose segment in regards to the total of the six that I carry around in my bossy power bottom hoe bag. Do you think you know what those three things are? Do you think you know what the additional three that didn't get mentioned are? Well, you're about to find out what all six of those essential items are now. But if you didn't get your answer read this week, don't worry, just continue to follow on Instagram at exposingmygay. And remember, the funnier the answer, the more likely you'll be read live on the show. And don't forget, you can also check out mygayexposepodcast.com. Click the listen tab and you'll find the weekly question for the Your Gay Expose segment there each and every week, just in case you miss the Instagram story. And now let's find out exactly what it is that I carry around in my bossy power bottom hoe bag that ensures that I bottom like a boss. All right, you guys, listen, I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster, and it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars, and if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow my gay expose podcast to get to that next best thing. The Bossy Power Bottom Hoe Bag. First of all, before we get into any of this week, I just have to say, while you're listening along to this week's expose, go to RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com. MyGayExposePodcast.com or BossyPowerBottom.com. And click the Bossy Power Bottom Wear tab and scroll down for a bit and take a look, because there you'll find your very own Bossy Power Bottom Hoe Bag that you can purchase for your very own so that you can grab all six of these essential items that I'm about to disclose for you this week and put them in your said Bossy Power Bottom Hoe Bag to ensure that when you go over to that Hot Jock Tops place and sit on that Hot Jock Top dick, that you will pop off with a clean bill of health. just completely updated it, curated it. It's ready for purchase, $39. Get it now. I promise you won't be disappointed. It's a canvas bag. It's in black with white lettering and a khaki color with black lettering. Pick the one that's right for you and get it now. And now that I'm finished with my fucking shameless plug, let's get into the good shit. What could I possibly be carrying on me in my bossy power bottom hoe bag? Again, let me just paint this picture for you. You know, as I've stated a couple times already in this week's expose, you've had a very fucking long day. You've had several meals. You know that you don't have time to go home and douche or shower or prepare. You don't have time to go home and build that goddamn bottom boat that we all know that we should do in any sort of bottoming scenario. We don't have the time. This person is telling you, you have 20 minutes, a 20 minute window to drop everything in that moment and go over for a fuck. So these six essential items will ensure that when you go over once again to pop off that Hot Jock Top dick, you will pop off with a clean bill. bill of health. Now, before we get into these six essential items, I will say, San Francisco specifically, let me just explain why I came up with this bossy power bottom hoe bag concept. So, you know, we in the city here, we don't really drive very often. We walk from A to B, or if it's too far, you know, we take public transportation, the underground muni subway, a bus, sometimes even an Uber if we don't have enough time to get from A to B. But for the most part, especially even me in my regular everyday life, I take a bus to work. I take a bus home from work. If I'm going to meet friends, sometimes I'll take the underground muni to go downtown, etc. So what that means is that most people who actually do this as well have some sort of bag that they carry around with them on their day. So if you visit San Francisco, rest assured that someone, anyone that you see out there walking around has some sort of bag, backpack, canvas bag, etc. Now, San Francisco is very canvas bag heavy. A lot of people carry canvas bags out here. Canvas bags were something that I never really did until I moved here to the city. But if you look around, you will find that most people here carry some sort of canvas bag. So that's why I created this bossy power bottom hoe bag that is a canvas bag, where you can carry these six essential items with you to ensure, once again, when you pop off that hot chalk top dick, you will have a clean bill of health. All right, so let's get into number one. I feel this is actually the most important item that you should always carry around in your bossy power bottom hoe bag. Imodium. That's right, I said it. Probably the most important, Imodium. Imodium is a pill that you are supposed to take, for those not in the know, for diarrhea. So it's an anti-diarrheal. So what that means is that when you have diarrhea, this pill actually makes your stool go from liquid to more solid. So what that means for you as a gay bottom is that when you don't have diarrhea and you take Imodium, it actually creates a moment where you actually just don't have to take a shit at all. That's right. It makes it so that you just, there will be no poop, no shit, no dirty butt sex, oopsie daisy moment. You guys, I pop this shit like candy. Literally, I'm not kidding. It was really just first introduced to me probably like 6 years ago. A friend of mine, we went to Guerneville. There were like eight bottoms in a group that, you know, we all went up. We got hotel rooms. We celebrated my friend's birthday. And, you know, one of the nights we had like a big ass, like Italian pasta dinner. And so, you know, we're all kind of finishing up and we're all going out to the club after. And, you know, who knows what will happen throughout the night. So I remember one of the guys, he just like popped out this pack of Imodium and just passed it around the table. And everybody just like took one before we all left that dinner table that evening. And that was when I was first introduced to this concept that if you really want to bottom like a boss, Imodium is your best friend. My boyfriend and I recently actually, like around September-ish, we went up to Lake Tahoe for like 4 days to celebrate my brother's 30th birthday. We got a hotel to ourselves, and basically we spent most of that 4 days just fucking nonstop like rabbits. So what I actually did was I ate Imodium more than I actually ate food on this trip to ensure that I basically wouldn't be pooping like at all. Truth be told, like the entire weekend we were drinking, so I don't remember. There's a lot of that trip that was a little fuzzy. I do remember we had sex a lot, but I don't ever remember a moment where a dirty butt sex oopsie daisy moment was actually even a fucking thing. So you guys, I'm telling you, I live by this rule. Imodium is key to bottoming like a boss. It's actually kind of funny. I just recently moved into a new apartment here in the Castro District of San Francisco, and my new roommate is, let's just say he's a lot more open-minded than I sort of expected him to be when I first met him. So in other words, let's just say he likes to have his sex. So when I actually talked about the Imodium situation with him, he had no idea. And I thought that all bottoms kind of knew that this was just a general rule of law, that you should pop Imodium if you're gonna bottom. But apparently, not everybody knows. So if you didn't know, well, now go get your Imodium and pop it before you bottom. Number two, the second item that you should have in your bossy power bottom hoe bag is lube. Now, okay, listen, I get it. There's so many different types of lubes out there. But here's the thing. I'm kind of picky about my lube. Now, okay, listen, in the Your Gay Exposé segment, I mean, we went over all of that. Everybody talking about silicone lube. I hate silicone lube. And unfortunately, it tends to be the most popular type of lube that I see on every single hot jock top nightstand. And so for me, it's not my preference. There's this weird after lingering thing that happens in your ass, and sometimes it stains your underwear, and sometimes it can even leak into your pants. And who knows? You know, that hot jock top hits you up, you go over to his place, he fucks you, and then you have a business meeting directly following, right? You don't have time to go home and change and shower and shit. So you literally just go to this meeting, and nobody wants to be that person who gets out of that hour-long meeting, stands up from their chair, and has like this big, like, silicone lube stain in the ass portion of their pants, right? My personal preference with lube is oil-based. Now, listen, lubes, they're all messy. I get that. But here's the thing. You can actually pair your lube with the Bossy Power Bottom cum rag. That's right, I said it. The Bossy Power Bottom cum rag. Also now available and new on Bossy Power Bottom Wear that you can get on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com, MyGayExposePodcast.com, and BossyPowerBottom.com. You guys, I always have to get my fucking shameless plug in there, but it's a towel with the Bossy Power Bottom cum rag and my little ass logo on it. It's basically beach towel size, and that's kind of the joke, right? Because can you imagine like laying out at the beach and having a towel that you're laying on that says Bossy Power Bottom cum rag? I mean, that's part of the joke. I love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. Any of those websites. But I honestly probably would recommend carrying this with you as well because, I mean, depending on what type of lube this hot jock top has, depending on where you need to go after, you probably are going to want to wipe out a little bit, right? And you're definitely probably not going to be able to do that at that hot jock top's place, right? So get your fucking Bossy Power Bottom cum rag now while supplies last. Oh, God. Moving on. But okay, so oil-based lubes are basically my favorite. So I carry just a small little bottle in my Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag to ensure that just in case, you know, this hot jock top has that fucking silicone lube, I can actually just, like, pitch the idea of using my own. Listen, if a top wants to fuck you, he's probably not going to turn down your lube. So just rest assured that it's probably gonna be okay. The third item that you should have in your Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag is none other than my favorite item in the bag itself, a bottle of poppers. Listen, you guys, you never know how big this hot jock top is gonna be, right? Like, nudes that are sent on Grindr can be deceiving. The dick could be smaller, but it could also be much bigger than you anticipated. And depending on your situation and circumstance or whenever the last time you got fucked, etc., you need to make sure that you have a bottle of poppers in your Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag just in case the dick is just a little too big to take naturally. The fourth item that you should have are wet wipes. Now, you guys, listen, wet wipes are fucking essential because, as I've stated before, it's been all day, you've used the restroom a few times, and you definitely need to wipe out your ass and make sure it's presentable and even potentially eatable in the moment that you show up to that hot jock tops place to get fucked. And on the cusp of that, the fifth item is a tub of butt scrub. Now, you guys, I love butt scrub. In fact, I'm actually in the process of figuring out how to produce my very own line of Bossy Power Bottom butt scrub because I love this shit. It's like a coffee-based granulate scrub that you put in your ass. It takes away the scent of anything that is ever in your ass or ever was in your ass at some point in the day, in whatever. I've actually had hookups come over to my place and have actually asked if I can insert this scrub in their ass just so that I can eat their ass because it tastes so good. It's like a sweet coffee flavor. I love it. It's like something that I will endorse until the end of time. Pure for Men has one. It's a little bit more on the price side, but there are other brands out there that you can explore. But I would highly recommend you having a little tub of this butt scrub in your Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag just to make sure that there's nothing questionably gross, you know, when the hot jock top drops your pants and bends you over. And last but most certainly not least, and probably one of the most important items that you should carry in your Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag is none other than mouthwash. And I'm going to take it a little bit step further and just say that you should probably have like one of those little travel toothbrushes and toothpaste in your Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag because nobody wants to have like coffee breath or just bad breath or what. Maybe you had curry for lunch. I mean, who the fuck knows? And I will say this. There is a brand by Crest called like Breath Purify. I love that shit. It is the best toothpaste. It literally makes your breath like pure, crisp, like a winter's day. It's everything that you want and more. So carry all of these six essential items in your Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag. Imodium. And just pop that like at least half an hour before you go over to his place. Your favorite tub of lube paired with a Bossy Power Bottom cum rag. A bottle of poppers, wet wipes, butt scrub, and any variation of like mouthwash or like a travel toothbrush, and Crest Breath Purify. All of these items, if they're in your Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag, I can rest assured that you will pop off that hot jock top dick with a clean bill of health, and then you will finally know what it's like to bottom like a boss after a long ass day. So what do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, gays and straights, hot jock tops and Bossy Power Bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I'd like to think you learned a whole hell of a lot. Or, okay, listen, at any rate, what you've learned is that you need these six essential items to carry around in your Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag because you never know when you'll need them, right? Also, you learned that you can get your very own Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, MyGayExposePodcast.com, or BossyPowerBottom.com. I completely almost forgot what the last one was, but it's the actual name itself. But you guys, listen, carry these six essential items, the Imodium, a bottle of lube, a bottle of poppers, wet wipes, butt scrub, and mouthwash slash a toothbrush and toothpaste. And I can almost promise you that when you pop off that hot jock top dick, no matter how long and no matter what you went through on your day, that you will pop off with a clean bill of health. But I just want to hear from all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. What the fuck do you think? Was there an item that maybe I missed or that you would add to your bossy power bottom hoe bag? Give me a call at the official My Gay Exposé podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave a message, and tell me what you think. Oh, God. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 fucking stars. Follow on Spotify, and don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Positive Plus One, all at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, mygayexposepodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know about the show, including the official show question of the week for the Your Gay Exposé segment each and every week. And don't forget to check out Bossy Power Bottom Wear, where you can actually grab your very own Bossy Power Bottom hoe bag now at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com. And then you can actually go through the rest of the catalog and pick your next piece for your upcoming gay and or pride event, or just shit you want to rock at the gym to ensure that you'll get fucked in the showers. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me, Exposing My Gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will carry around my bossy power bottom hoe bag to head over to that hot jock tops place with all of you next time. This week's expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.